Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 580 Show. It's episode 167 with your host today, Dante Petrella, and my good friend, Jason Frawley.
What's up? What's up? What's up, Donnie?
Just the two
boys tonight.
Yeah, just the two boys, the Bash Brothers, whatever you want to call us. And right. We're just going to go over we got the Arnold Classic coming up next week, both amateur and pro level. So,
as most of our listeners may know, Columbus, Ohio, next weekend.
Yep, I will be competing Saturday. Yep. I guess now is a good time for my formal announcement on our own podcast, since it was leaked on certain other podcasts that we don't really want to talk about right now because of the leak, but it might have been involved with Tyler Kucharski or one other friend who was on a previous episode. But my big announcement is I'll be moving up a weight class and competing at the 265 class this year.
How do you feel about that?
Better. I was having some health complications in the last month about, and I just kind of made the call where it's like, it's not going to be worth trying to keep putting my body through heck just for, you know, it's not the easiest call to make because, you know, I don't like doing that stuff, but I just think it was the better call to make for this prep. So,
yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
same weights and everything. So it's not that much different.
Right. The only thing that's different is you're coming in heavier. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you made the right call. You're having a really tough cut. And I think you just get to a point where you eventually do outgrow a class to some degree. And it was like every time you would refeed back up to a normal body weight, it just got a little heavier and a little heavier. And it honestly might just be to the point where it's like, yeah, I mean, could you suck the weight off? You probably could. You probably could make the weight, but is it worth it? And what would your performance be like when you do it? So,
yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, I understand why you did what you did.
We'll see. I'll see you in the off season. Yeah. I plan on taking some time off since I can't really do any big shows the rest of the year just because weddings and other life things happen. So I plan on taking some time off, just reevaluate my training and just see if I can get down naturally enough where I won't have any health complications in the future with that. Yeah. So,
right.
Other than that, I'm still feeling pretty good for the Arnold now. I had a good solid month. It was messed up because last year, with my leg, I couldn't walk a month out from the Arnold, and this year,
yeah, just right,
the body thing. But anyways, now that we got that out of the way, mystery event was revealed.
I like it a lot.
It was the, what was it, the max sandbag to shoulder.
So it's kind of a max sandbag, right?
Yeah.
Like, explain the details on it, because it's a little different than a true max.
Yeah, so it's still technically a max, but you have 60 seconds to shoulder the heaviest sandbag you can. So on the playing field, there'll be a variety of bags. I believe it's 8 bags per weight class. And they say that, so you can start at any weight, but it doesn't matter how many bags you shoulder. It only matters the final bag you shoulder. So if you go out there and I try to get the 265 bag and the 287 bag and the 309 bag and the 331 bag, and I ran out of time on that, I don't get split points for 4 bags or whatever. The final bag I get is a 331.
Right.
So it's kind of strategy involved, because you don't really have to worry about the quantity. You have to worry about like the quality of the bag, in my opinion. So I feel like if you can just know you're going to hit like a 309 bag, you might as well start with something like that.
Sure. Now, was there something about in the release, they talked about if you did reps on a specific bag? Like, do you get points for doing reps on the same bag?
Let me see. I have the rules pulled up.
It was really confusing when I read it. So
it says if you're capable of shouldering the heaviest bag listed and believe you'll be able to do more, let us know and we can go heavier.
Okay, so it's not intended to do the same bag more than once.
Yeah. So
okay, so it is a max in that regard.
Yeah, but you only have 60 seconds. I kind of like it because, like, it's more like you're putting under, like, pressure. You're not, like, waiting around. They're like, oh, you just did the 287, then you wait for other people to do it.
So, well, it's a cool way. It's kind of has like Trump sandbag to shoulder vibes, but it's also a max. So like, it's a good way to do a max event while moving through competitors quickly.
Agreed.
Right? Because now everybody on a max event, everybody has to cycle through however many times, right? You have to do however many attempts you're allowed. Everyone has to go the whole way through the cycle and then go through again. Now you go one time and you go find your max and you're done. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I, I can see that in the future, people adapting that to like other kind of maxes, like maybe like a max barbell press to have eight barbells out with different weights ascending. And
There
like
you
you
go.
said, if you tell the judge beforehand, like, hey, I can actually get like a 430 sandbag to shoulder,
Right.
you can always make accommodations for that. But I can
Yeah.
see as that being like kind of like a way to pave a different kind of max attempt. But it's a,
I kind of like it.
yeah.
We'll see how it runs. I mean, it'll be interesting, but it's not really any different than like we did the trump log at Nationals, right? You
Right.
go out and you try the trump log, and if you miss, you can go to the lighter weight. So it just, there's more options weight wise. So I kind of like it. I'll be interested to see how it goes.
Agreed.
So, yeah.
And they also released the, besides that, they also released the Denny Stone final weights, all three different stones. So like mine would be in pounds, 230 a hand, 180 a hand for the first one. Second one will be 255 a hand and 200 in the other hand, and the final Danny Stone pair would be 280 and 220. I hit that fairly well in
320,
training, so
280 and 320.
220, my bad. 280 and 220.
Wait, say your weights, go through your weights again.
Okay, so first pair is 230, and the other
Okay.
one is 180.
Okay.
The second pair, well, the one Danny Stone's 255, and the other one is 200.
Oh, okay. It
And the
is
third,
220.
yeah,
I
and the third
misunderstood.
pair, yeah, is 280 and 220.
Okay. Now, how far are you walking for each of
17 and
those?
a half feet per,
17 and a half feet per set.
yeah. So you
Okay.
start holding the handles on the first pair of the Denny Stones, and then the start command, you walk down 17 and a half feet, then you run back and grab the second stair. So it's kind of like a relay race almost, it seems like.
Yeah,
You're
right.
running down and then running back. So I can deal with that. That'll be pretty good. And you have 60 seconds, so I was
Yeah.
getting final comp weight in well under 60 seconds. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
and
What's
the
the next,
Hummertide hump.
what's the next prelim event?
Oh, those are all finals events, by the way.
Oh, okay. The Denny
Yeah,
Stone is finals. And
I'm
then
just
what's
saying because they
the
finally
last
released
final
all that
event?
weight. That's why I was saying it.
Yeah.
And the last final event is the max Hummertide deadlift,
Okay. That'll be a cool one.
and
That'll be good.
you get five total attempts.
Okay. I kind of like that. I kind of like that we're seeing a migration to a little bit more attempts, right? I mean, I like to think that people still kind of take into consideration, like, if I hit my opening and my second, like my third and probably your fourth are gonna be pretty close. I mean, you really probably don't need five, right? But it is nice to have that option because there are those people that just surprise themselves. Even at a high level, you can still kind of surprise yourself sometimes, depending on the event, because you don't know what to expect on some of the setups,
Agreed.
right? So it gives you that chance to, if you think you have a little, I mean, it sucks when you pull a third and you crush it and you're like, man, I had another one. It gives you that chance. So I kind of like that.
And I also like it too because all weight classes except the heavyweights, there's only going to be four people per class in the finals too. So
Okay.
five attempts will kind of fill the gap of all the other competitors, I feel like. So
Yeah.
that'll be good. So that
Yeah.
was the finals events. Today
Yeah.
we're going backwards in time for
Yeah.
the reading these off.
Yeah.
Okay, so the preliminary events, sandbag carry to sled drag. It's kind of like how Nationals was 2 years ago, whenever it was, except you actually loaded over a bar this time. So you,
Okay. Now, do you have to load it over the bar onto a platform?
yeah, load it over the cross. It says competitor starts behind a line on the start command. Competitor pick up the first bag, carry it 30 feet, and load it over the crossbar. Then they run back, pick up the second bag, load it over the crossbar, and then drags the apparatus back across the starting line. So I assume you're loading it onto the sled. I
Yeah.
assume they don't say it directly, but it kind of makes sense that it does it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's going to be like a yoke or like a different kind of bar that we'll be loading over.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll be on like one of those sleds or something. Like the red sleds is what I'm thinking of.
Probably.
Yeah.
They use this for a lot of shows.
Right. And I'm wondering if those might fit between a yoke. So the yoke doesn't move, but we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if something got made where it attaches to the yoke and you drag it too. So we'll
Okay.
see.
And then the other another event is the it's now the lever squat is now a Kabuki strength Anderson level lever squat. So we're using a Kabuki transformer bar, I believe.
Okay.
And it's from the Anderson bottom up squat. So they
Okay.
released the heights. So if, like my height range is 5 foot 10.5 inches to 6 foot 0.5 inches. And so my height would be 39 inches or 40 inches. I think I'm reading this wrong, but it's 39 to 40 inches. That's going to be one of my heights
That's probably
off
the
the
height of
ground.
the
Yeah.
crossbar. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
So
that's
pretty.
cool. That's cool that it's kind of they created a chart based on height, right? Like it's making it so that everybody at different heights is actually still hitting at depth or pretty close to depth on squat, right? That's
I'm
cool.
happy too because I found out in training that I was training a little lower
Yeah.
than what it was, so I was able to go up the up a couple notches. So
Sure.
that was pretty good on my knees, but still a grind when it gets heavy.
I really hope that that event runs awesome because I want to see more squats. I
Yeah,
want to see more squats
they
instructed.
did a squat event. Do you remember how the squat event went? Was it 2 years ago? Was that
At
one?
in the final,
Yeah.
yeah, it was. I think it was a little bit easier to run it as a final event because it was a free squat. I mean, they were still squatting to touch to a box, but it's a little bit easier to get through the people because there's not as many in the finals. So
Yeah.
I think that's where this being a prelim event on a lever is a little bit better because there's not as much setup and tear down, right? You're really just moving the apparatus up and down for heights. So I think the changeover between athletes moves a little better. That's my knee-jerk reaction, but I'd like to see how it plays out. So,
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be all right, especially if it's like
yeah.
the Viking press. You just load the kegs on there and weights and easy
Right.
adjustment. And then the other one is a Cerberus descending bag toss. So there's going to be two different weights with three different jumps. So
Heights, right?
my, yeah, three different heights. So
Okay.
it's a 40-pound bag and a 50-pound bag. And the heights for my class is 15 feet, 16 feet, and 17 feet. So you get through the like the 15, 16, 17 with the 40-pound bag. You go back to the 50-pound bag and try to do the same thing.
It's an interesting concept for that event. Be interested to see how that one plays out too. I don't really have an opinion on that one.
It
I'm
says if it
interested
get
to
they
see
said
how
if
it
the bag
goes.
gets stuck at the top, time will be paused until it is knocked down.
That makes sense.
So that's good. But it
Yeah,
does
that makes
count if
sense.
it's on the top as well.
Yeah.
So if you need a breather, throw it on top and you catch your
Yeah,
breath for a second.
right.
75 seconds too, which makes sense because looks like there'll be a lot of moving around on this event.
Yeah, you got to go chase the bag,
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty confident with a 40-pound bag that I'll be able to get. It's the first two. But throwing by bags isn't my best event, and especially it was harder to train this prep when it was being all snowy and rainy outside. So I'm interested to see how I'll do on there. I'm feeling pretty confident for it.
Yeah.
And then the press gauntlet.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a keg, barbell with chains, log, sandbag, axle, and circus dumbbell, all in that order for my class. The order changes per class because each
Right.
class has different weights and stuff, but that's mine. So 240 keg, 265-pound barbell with chains, and that's included in the chains. So barbell, 205 barbell with the 60 pounds of chains.
Okay.
I originally thought it was a 265 barbell with chains on top of it, so that's what I was training for.
Yeah.
Then 275 log, 242 sandbag, 300-pound axle, and 220 dumbbell. I'm feeling confident I can get the first three,
Yeah.
but we'll mess around and find out what happens at the
I've
race.
been enjoying watching some of the super heavyweight guys on Instagram training it just because some of them are getting through it really fast, and it's kind of funny because everybody's like, man, I hate setting this thing up, but it is what it is, and the transitions and the clean lockouts, right? All those holds are going to matter for the top dogs, not just in the super heavyweight class, but across all weight classes. So, yeah, that one will be interesting to see too. It's definitely different. I mean, the OSG press medley was pretty unique, right? But this one's definitely, I mean, you're adding two more implements, so it'll be interesting to see.
And you're allowed to do as many implements as you want. So let's say like someone's running with a keg at the first, they can just skip it and go right to the barbell.
Really?
So
Okay.
you can't go back to the keg, but you can move forward. So if like say you're not gonna get anything and just can get the circus dumbbell, you're just gonna go straight to the circus dumbbell, get it for one, and that'll count for your
Okay.
one.
I
They
didn't
may
know that. That's cool.
yeah.
So what is it? Is it, okay. Does it say anything about if somebody skips the fourth implement and hits the fifth, and then somebody gets the fourth implement but doesn't get the fifth? Like, how does that score? Does it say?
I'm looking.
Because that I'd be curious. Like, if you're skipping the implement to get to the fifth one, and like your times are similar, I assume there's going to be split times. But I'm just trying to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Trying to read it. They have a lot of text going on here, so I apologize for this, fellow listeners, as we try to get this information out of the Stroman Corporation rules sheet. It says they will not accept disputes about lockout quality if the athlete receives a down command from the judge.
That's it.
Yeah, they don't doesn't say. Six
Okay.
implements, lineup, starter mats, strict press, all that stuff's allowed. Scores, total implements press, split time on each implement. So I guess the split times will still be taken. And from, like, say you get the first implement and run all the way to the fifth, that would be your split time.
Okay.
So I guess that's how they're doing it.
Yeah, you would get credit for two implements then.
Yeah, with like
Yeah.
a 15-second split time or whatever it would be. I
But
don't
there's
know.
value in that too, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
If you're better at if you know you're only getting a couple implements, I don't know. That's interesting.
Good food for thought.
Yeah.
All right. And now that we got that covered out of the way, I guess we go into the pro strongman.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, the big news is Thor's back,
Yeah.
right? Like that's the big news. So that's cool. That's going to be awesome to see him competing again.
On the competitor list, they have him on right under Mitch Hooper, so I wonder if that's like their the Arnold like classic guess as the order of finals. It's Hooper, Thor, and Martinez, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So
But
who are the competitors for the pros?
all the pro competitors are Mitchell Hooper, Thor Bjornsson, Martins Lisis, Aleksei Novikov, Tom Stoltman, Mateus Kieloszklowski, Evan Singleton, Bobby Thompson, Maxime Bourgeau, Tom Evans, and Oscar Ziolkowski. I apologize if I say that wrong name wrong. He won the Arnold
Oscar was
last
the
year.
amateur, yeah, the amateur winner last year. So we'll be cool to see who the amateur winner is
I
this
think he's
year.
Polish, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty sure that's right.
'Cause he,
Yep.
his last name is almost the same as Mateus's.
Right. So, okay. I mean, that's a quite a stacked class, right?
Yeah.
Really the only new guy is Oscar. I mean, everybody else is pretty well established.
I think it's Evan's first time at the Arnold too.
But yeah, okay. So might be his first time at the Arnold, but yeah, I mean he's definitely a notable guy. He's doing great in almost every show he does, so
Yeah.
might be new here, but he's not new, right?
I wouldn't
So
be surprised if we pulled out of third place.
yeah, I would not be shocked to see him on the podium, that's for sure. So
So for let's go over the events real quick.
yep, let's do
There's
it.
five. Two events on Friday, three events on Saturday.
Okay.
So Friday's events are max elephant bar deadlift and then the timber frame carry. So this
Okay.
classic staples of the Arnold Classic.
Yep.
Then Saturday there is a Denny Stone carry and a Paul on Wheels press, which is like an axle press. I believe they did it a few Arnolds ago. It's like they look like train wheels or something on an axle bar. And then the stone medley, which is like I believe they did that a few years as well. It's like two natural stones and I think like a tombstone carry. Don't quote me on that. They don't have all the details written out on the website I'm looking at right now, so.
So the first day is the elephant bar deadlift in the timber frame.
Yes.
And then they start day two with the Denny Stone walk.
Yes. Denny Stones, then the press, and then the stone medley.
You got to do a timber frame and then the next day you start with the Denny Stone walk. That's
Yeah,
brutal.
that timber frame's pretty quick though, at least
Yeah,
for
yeah, yeah.
Matthias.
Yeah. And if I remember right, there were Mateus was fast. Hooper was fast, but he had a drop. So there's going to be guys. Now, does it say the weight on the timber frame?
I don't see the weight right now. Let me see
Okay.
if I can
I'm just
see it on
curious.
this post. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was like
Yeah.
800 pounds last year, wasn't it? Something like that.
Right. And I was wondering if maybe they bumped the weight because people were doing it so fast.
I mean, some people were zeroing it. Like, remember
Yeah.
what's his name? Big Trinket, Big Tick, Think It, Thick It, Trey Mitchell. That's his name.
Trey Mitchell's grip's not very good. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you made me pick a podium right now, it would probably be, I mean, Hooper's definitely going to be on there. I feel like Lisi's coming back, right? He hasn't been competing too much.
He picks
So
and
he's
chooses a
fresh.
lot.
What's that?
He picks and chooses a lot. And I think he said he only
Yeah.
has a few more competitions he wants to do left, so.
Yeah. So I understand that. And then, like, I mean, I could see a third being, it could be, I feel like anybody, right? Like, Mateus always does well at the Arnold. Thor is obviously coming off. I mean, he's coming back, so maybe that has a fire reignited for him. I mean, yeah,
I think the only thing Thor won't be really primed on is the press because his pec tear. I don't know how well he
yeah,
recovered from that. I know
right,
Singleton was chirping him a little bit. I'm not
yeah,
Singleton, Hooper. Hooper was chirping him a
Cooper
little bit.
was,
Yeah.
yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I mean,
I think that's a good podium.
it's
Hooper,
exciting though,
Hooper,
right?
Lysis, and Kieślowski. That's what I think.
You can never count out Bobby Thompson, right? Thomas Evans is still up and coming. I mean, he's been established now, but
I mean, he beat Stoltman's last year.
he's still on the rise. I mean, he's still getting better every show he does. So,
Maxime's coming off an injury too. He was literally just
yeah,
like handicapped it. Or,
right.
yeah. So I wonder what he'll do. Interesting to see. And we'll be there, so I'm sure I'll be able to watch a little bit.
Yeah.
I think this could be good share for Matthews because he's usually only bad at deadlifts. So if he fixes deadlift a little bit, and he can pretty much dominate the other events. He's a good
Right.
presser, good carrier. Good
Right.
sense.
I think it would highly depend on where the point separation is for him for the deadlift. Like if somebody does well on the deadlift that we don't expect, then maybe he can really make a push, or it doesn't push him too far behind.
Agreed.
So we'll see when that time comes, but I'm really excited for it. I mean, how many World Strongest Men are competing? Like who have already won the title? Hooper, Lysis, Thor.
Thor, Novikov. Tom Stoltman.
Yeah, there's five.
Yeah,
You
that's a
know what I
lot.
mean? Like, think
That's half
about
the
that.
freaking roster, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy. So
They also have
that's
the
going to be
prize.
awesome.
They also have the prize money listed too.
What is it?
They're giving out a total of $182,000. First place
Wow.
gets 80,000. Second place 25. Third place 20. So
That's a huge
that's getting up there too. Seems like Strongman's really starting to get some prize money around in these different shows. Rogue Invitational is definitely the most notable that I know. I don't know how much they win a World's Strongest Man, do you?
I have no idea. Couldn't even
Yeah.
guess. Couldn't even guess. But I mean, that's why it's so important to have brands like Rogue in the sport.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be huge. They have a huge backing. They can do these things. And, it's great to see. I agree with you.
So,
So.
I think that's it for the Arnold right now. I know there's the woman too, but I don't have that up at the moment, so I apologize if you guys wanted that information. And
Yeah.
there's also going to be the world's our strongest firefighter going on as well.
Right.
They compete near the amateur guys, so
Right. Yeah.
their events are a little different. They have like fire hydrant presses or something like that. They get the cool stuff.
But yeah, I mean that makes sense. They're appealing the objects to the kind of trying to advertise accordingly, right? So
Yep.
that's pretty cool.
And
I think that's a cool event too.
I did forget too. They showed the old winners too. 2022 Lisi's won and the 2023 Hooper won. So two
Okay.
Arnold Classic winners are going head to head, back to
Yeah.
back, like so back to back years. So that'd be a good thing to see as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's all I have right now for the Arnold. Do you have anything else you want to chime in on for Ollie?
No, not really. We're gonna be there in Columbus next week, so if you see us, don't be afraid to say hi. Dante will be competing. I'll be spectating.
You can still say hi.
Like I said, we want to talk to people that listen to the show. So if you do, give us a holler.
I
I'm
have
sure we're gonna
noticed.
see tons of friends there, tons of
Yeah.
people we know. So that's always the best part.
I have noticed too, the more places we go, the more people are coming up and saying, like, hey, I'm a fan of the 580 show. And that's cool
Yeah,
to hear.
it is cool.
Goes to show
So,
that we're not doing this on deaf ears. So.
right. Yeah. So, okay. Well, very good. I feel like that was a good preview. So we'll see y'all in Columbus.
Yep. See you guys. Thanks for listening.
Later.